You're tuned into 91.3, a KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt. This is Locals Only. And with that, we are ready to head into Studio 2A. Be joined until 10 o'clock by Big City Sleep. They're performing on Friday night at Chase Lounge as part of the benefit concert for the Cushing Street Skate Park. We'll hear a lot more about that in just a bit, but let's start with some music. Here's Big City Sleep. All right, indeed. Live in Studio 2A with Big City Sleep. Thanks for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah. So why don't we start off going around the room, particularly everyone who's got a mic, introduce yourself, let us know what you're playing tonight, and for those who don't, maybe have your neighbor introduce you.
Caleb, it's all you, buddy.
I'm Caleb Gutierrez, playing guitar tonight and vocals, and this is Big City Sleep.
Yeah.
I'm Robert Villa. I have no idea where I'm at right now. Somebody just gave me a violin, and I'm here with these fine folks.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Gotta be fine.
All right.
This is Sam on the guitar, lead guitar tonight.
My name's Ryan Eggleston, and I'm playing the bass in Big City Sleep.
Dimitri Manos, drums, Big City Sleep. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming down tonight, everybody. We're going to talk a lot about the show on Friday and about the long effort to be able to build a skate park at the Cushing Street underpass there. But I'd love to start by talking about this project. So, Caleb, when the first Big City Sleep EP came out, in my mind, I thought of it kind of like a bedroom project, a studio project kind of thing. But was I just wrong? Did you always envision this was going to be a band that kind of lived out in the world, or was that a evolution?
Yeah, it was definitely a bedroom project. I had these songs for maybe since 2014, 2013, just kept writing each song from the EP, the five songs on that. And 2017, I introduced them to Austin Owen. He's the recording studio in Oracle, Arizona, at the Rancho Linda Vista. Mm-hmm. And he asked if I wanted to record it. So kind of put the gears on it, just like put it together with drum. It was just guitar, vocals, that's it.
Yeah.
So it was bass, drum, some keyboard, and the guitar and vocals. And then Ryan and Dimitri heard it. Mm-hmm. And it just became what it is now, just from playing shows. And then Mexico City, my friend Anna and Miguel and Grant and Alan, same thing. They're like, if you ever need a band, like, we'll back you up. So it became something just people, my friends loved. And I'm always happy to jam with my friends. So, and then meeting Sam and Robert always was a part of it as well. So it became something really cool and very special to me.
So you said that some of the songs date back to 2014. How is what we're hearing tonight different than what you heard in your head in 2014?
Oh, it's, one, having a lead guitar and a violinist, a violin in the mix is, never really thought that was going to be the full band where it is now.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
And, you know, you talked about performing these songs, kind of with different lineups in different places around the world. How has this project evolved? What's the kind of through line in it? Is it just that as long as it's these songs, it's Big City Sleep, or are there other kind of points of commonality that you see as being core to this project?
I perform these same songs in different styles, very, very chill with on a classical guitar. Dimitri on brushes, again with violin, and here in Tucson and in Australia, we played a show that was really chill. Mm. It's like kind of experimental in a way, Big City Sleep. And then in Mexico City, playing with Anna, it was very fast, like faster than you hear tonight. Oh. So it, same song, same chords, same vocals, it's just a lot different in every part of the world, I could say.
Yeah. And are you continuing to write new music for Big City Sleep? And if so, what are the, like, how have you found that the style of the songs that you're writing for this project has shifted since the, you know, inception of the group?
Yeah, tons of, always have new songs, just, and old songs I want to bring back that I haven't even shown my bandmates or anyone. But I think playing these songs inspires me more to make more new music.
Yeah.
Just off my old songs, just because that was 10 years ago, and another decade comes, and I'm like, man, I need to release those songs.
Yeah.
So I hear those recordings I have, I'm like, oh, I can work with these, and I get inspired by that, just recording that 10 years ago. It's just having that and remembering how to play it. It's, that's the huge thing. So it's cool. It's really, I don't know, it's funny how us humans are able to do that.
Yeah. So we're going to talk plenty about Friday. But before we do that, I just want to hear a little bit about the history of the project of the Cushing Street Skate Park.
Yeah, like, so that's, I guess it start, I mean, I proposed the idea to the city of Tucson in 2016, if I remember correctly, October 16th, 2016.
Wow.
Or September 16th, I can't, one of those. I know it was the 16th. It started off with the Vans Passion Project. I worked at the Vans store at the Tucson Mall. I was working there doing their windows, the display windows and inventory. And they had this thing called the Vans Passion Project, where if you worked for Vans, you could submit a passion. Like if you're an artist, musician, anything in the arts, dancing, music. Anyway, so my manager told me I should submit my art. And I was living here in Barrio Viejo, and I would pass the Cushing Street every morning to get coffee at the Mercado. And I kept seeing this empty lot. I'm like, I'm going to try to do that. Like, I don't know how, but that's going to be the thing for my passion project.
Yeah.
So I kept telling my friends, they're like, oh yeah, like that'd be cool. Like, you know, like keep dreaming, you know? Okay. So I made it, made the video for it through Brink Media. Danny Vinnick helped me, and Pat Foley at the time when he was working there, and submitted it to the Vans Passion Project.
Wow.
And they saw it, and they liked the idea, but they weren't going to give me all this money I was asking for. One, because I didn't have the city's approvals or anything. So that date, September 16th, if it was September 16th, or October 16th, I get a phone call, and it's a photographer in town named Jeff Weber. And he says, oh man, I saw your post about you not winning the Vans Passion Project, and I remembered you, and I'm here at the city council meeting, the public outreach meeting. Like, you should come down and tell the city about your idea, man. I'm like, nah, it's like, it's not going to happen. I was bummed out. Like, there's no way. So Jeff Weber saved the day.
Wow.
So I went with Kyle Rishi. I was like, Kyle, you got to do this. I don't know why. Let's go. Like, let's just go. So we signed up. They gave us 3 minutes to talk in front of the whole, like, everyone from Ward 1, like, all these people. I didn't, no idea who they were, and the old mayor. And, yeah, I presented. Me and Kyle was so nervous. Like, I don't even remember what I said. And after we were done talking, everyone in that courtroom, like, started cheering us. They're like, give him that skate park. Like, yeah, like, give him that skate park. And, like, the news right away was interviewing us outside. And that's how it started. Like, for real.
It's wild. It was,
and then it's been 9 years.
Yeah.
That was 9 years ago.
Well, we're going to hear the let's pick up from that story after our next set, but first
go on and on.
Yeah, yeah, but let's let folks know Friday night Chaise Lounge benefit concert for the skate park to help bring it closer to reality. A lot of other great bands performing, Lenguas Largas, AJJ, many others, and there's going to be food, there's going to be an auction, right? What kind of stuff is going to be in the auction?
Oh, we have a lot of local gift, I guess, merchandise from EXO, Wooden Tooth, The Loft, just like gift cards and stuff like that, and then skateboard merch.
Cool. Excellent. All right, well, we're going to pick up the story from that September or October 16th in 2016 in our next break. But for now, back to Big City Sleep. You're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Thank you.
to another one? All right.
Tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Big City Sleep. Thanks again for coming down tonight, guys.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So Friday night, Chaise Lounge, the benefit concert for the Cushing Street Skate Park. And where last we left off the saga, it was the fall of 2016. Caleb showed up unannounced to a call to the public at the city council meeting and got a standing ovation from the crowd. And then this idea was took off from there. So obviously 2016 was a long time ago. So it's been a long journey to get to this point.
Yes.
Let's hear a little bit about that journey. So you get that great feedback. There's excitement for this, but then what's the reality of turning something like this into an actual park?
Well, it took a lot of reaching out to do to this community. Like, where do we even start? It was Kyle and I, Kyle Rishi. Like, we were on the front page of the Daily Star. You know, like, man, what do we just do? Like, what have we done? So at that time, 2016, Jocko Whaley was a art director, or the director at Mocha, skateboarder, artist, and a lot of our friends were working at Mocha at that time, Christian Ramirez, and that was step one. We're like, okay, how do we become this, like, just how do we start, like, page one? So we went to Jocko and Christian Ramirez, and we asked them for help. So she recommended we become a nonprofit. So we applied to be a nonprofit through a lot. I can't even tell you. The Rialto, see if they could help us, like, because they're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
The Mocha. It's been so long, I can't remember who we reached out to. But they, Mocha and Rialto helped us become a fiscal nonprofit through the Tucson Parks Foundation, the Rex Foundation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it just started happening little by little, just getting paperwork done, what we needed, because it's an I-10, the freeway. Yeah. So it's the city, state, and ADOT. So it's not just like a city thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to like ask ADOT for permission.
Wow.
So three different people like own that land pretty much.
Yeah.
And that was the quickest thing, was the approvals. Like getting all the approvals. Everyone's like, yeah, sure. Here, just when you have the money, let us know. So that was, it started off like that. Just kind of getting the approvals going. And we did a lot of benefits back when we started, just to get the hype going.
Yeah.
So that was that's how it started, was through the Mocha, becoming a nonprofit state, step one.
And so since then, you've been accumulating money, making plans. Where are we at now? What's the stage? What is the money that's raised on Friday going to go towards?
So in September, phase one will start for the park of this year. So Friday is to get the money for phase two, what's needed left for phase two.
So tell us, what does phase one entail?
Half the park, which would be the west side of the freeway side, towards like A Mountain.
Cool.
That's like the bathrooms and half the design of the park, which is a wheat design here in town, architecture design, and built by Grindline Skate Parks. They come from Seattle, Washington.
Cool. And then so phase two, presumably the rest of the site will be activated?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when you had this idea as you were just walking over to the Mercado to get your coffee, like, did you have a vision in your mind's eye of what you wanted the park to look like?
Not really. I've sent a lot of concept designs to the city over the years, like, oh, there's a Burnside and Marginal Way up in the Pacific Northwest, and Philly, there's a huge one. FDR. So like they already exist all over under the bridge or any space that's covered for shade and, you know, empty space.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one that I really loved is Marginal Way, but it's DIY. Like all the skaters just go there and start laying cement. And it's like really hard to skate, but it's fun. It's really cool. So this is an actual park being built by an actual skate company, well, skateboarders who built Marginal Way in Burnside, but now they do it for a living.
Wow.
So it's going to be really, really rad and really beautiful park.
Wow. And
the design, you can check the design out if you go to the Instagram.
Okay.
And the link takes you to see the concept for the park.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, once the park is operational, is this going to be something that's open 24 hours a day? Will it be open certain, how will the public interact with it?
It'll just be, I think it'll close at, I don't know what time.
Sunset probably? Or
maybe later, like 10 or midnight. Uh-huh. I don't know. But it'll open, like Santa Rita opens at 6 in the morning, I think.
Okay.
It'll be something like that.
Yeah.
Someone will come and unlock the gate. But it'll be from 6 to 11 maybe, all day pretty much.
Wow.
So this will be the first shaded skate park in Arizona.
Wow, that's wild.
That was our main concept for the park was like, there's no shade. You know, we have to wait till the sun goes down or wake up super early to do anything.
Yeah.
So
very cool. So on Friday night, what can folks look forward to?
Great music. The raffle that we're doing, we have a lot of great art from local artists and local businesses, shops.
The alfalfa art too.
We have alfalfa art. Danny Martin, Gavin, local artist, and we have a lot of product from skate shops and skateboard companies. And we're going to give away stuff too, like have a little toss. So hopefully people get stoked on that.
T-shirt cannon situation.
That'd be fun, but it's kind of small.
Yeah, exactly.
Tamerico will have their food truck there.
Cool.
Having food. I think Sonoran hot dogs, yes.
Oh, all right.
So they'll have hot food outside. what else? Look forward to the weather. The weather's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That lineup's really fun, too.
Yeah, it's
good. I think it's going to be a great 6 hours or more of music.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I want to thank all the bands that are playing. Those all our friends, and we asked them, and they said yes. So it was cool that it got organized, and I'm really happy about it.
Yeah. Are you going to get to be like the honorary first skater in the park when it opens?
I think first to drop in.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure. I want to cut the ribbon at least.
Yeah, there
with,
you
like,
go.
Tiny scissors, like really small scissors, and it's going to take so long. So everyone's like, all right, he's going to cut the ribbon. And then I'm going to use all the film up for the news crew. Like, we got to go commercial.
If folks want to keep track of what's going on with the skate park, you mentioned the Instagram before. What's the name for the Instagram?
It's just at Cushing Street Skate Park.
Cool.
You can go there. Shay's Compact Disc Records posted a flyer. The band's posted flyers. Shannon at Etherton Gallery has posted a lot. She's helped organize this with the artists and the raffle. And Jill over at Shay's. Well, thank you again, Jill, for hosting us.
Yeah.
The Instagram, or even on Ward 1, if you get the emails, they shared the flyer as well.
Nice.
So it's out there. And then KXCI has been announcing it every hour, I think.
And if folks want to find Big City Sleep music out there and keep track of what's going on, what's the best way to do that?
Probably on the Bandcamp through Compact Disc and Spotify, but it's been a minute. That EP's been there since 2018, so it needs to be updated.
Yeah.
So Bandcamp.
New recording.
Yeah, this year. The new album's coming out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I loved that rendition of Stuck that you did in that last set,
by the way.
That I think of that kind of as your signature song in my mind. Like, that's the image I have of Caleb. And that was an awesome rendition of it.
Thanks,
so,
man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. So we've got time for a
couple more.
Yeah, a few more here. We'll see. We've got until 10 o'clock. So follow the clock and we'll go from there. So you're listening to Big City Sleep.
Yeah, four more.
Live on Locals Only.
Four? Oh, what's the point? Okay.
Yeah.
What is the point?
What's the point? All right. Do you want to just keep going or? Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. de la ciudad.
like you.
That was Big City Sleep live in Studio 2A. Catch them Friday night at Shay's Lounge for the benefit for Cushing Street Skate Park. Have a wonderful night, everyone.